message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Elijah Amusan Ministry International. Be blessed as you listen.
2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture... you already gave it to me. Thank you. Odogu, speed on your leg. Hallelujah. In short, I'll buy a recharge card. Alright, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. I used to say this. Christianity is a faith of definite instruction. That means there is no uncertainty with Christianity. In fact, talking about salvation, your afterlife experience, and even experiences in this present hour that you see in people's life in scripture, you can replicate the same. All you have to do is to find out what exactly is in the word of God that has been spelled out for you to do. And then you're going to see the same thing in your life. So there is nothing mystical about Christianity. Nothing mystical about it. As for salvation, the word of God tells us in the book of Romans 10 verse 13, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Then he says, how shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? Now, how shall they believe except they hear? And how shall they hear except they be a preacher? Can you see that? So as we go to preach the word of God, they hear the word of God, they believe it, the word of God becomes their experience and they get born again. They call upon the name of the Lord and they are saved. So as beautiful and miraculous as salvation is, in fact, is the greatest miracle anybody can have, there is a systematic way to make it happen again and again in the word of God. If I want to get a healing in the word of God, there is a system of how to go about it. The Bible said in Proverbs 4 and 20:22, he says, my son, attend to my words, incline thy ears to my saying, keep them in the midst of your heart, let them not depart from your heart, for they are like those who found them, and they held to all those. Can you see that? So you get healing that way. In the book of Act 3, in the book of Act 16, you're going to see patterns. Paul preached, the man impotent in his feet heard. He believed, and Paul says to rise up. The man stood up in faith in acting on what Paul had said, having believed. Do you see that? It's always that way. Psalms 107, the Bible says that fools were being destroyed because of transgression, and they cry unto God, and he responded. The Bible says in verse 20 precisely, and he sent his word and healed them and deliver them from all their destruction. You see that? Luke 5 verse 17, Bible says, while Jesus was teaching the Pharisees, everybody was there, and the power of God was praying to heal. Why? Because the power to heal is in the word of God. Hebrews 4 verse 12, the word of God is powerful, sharper than two-edged sword, the discerner of thought. Can you see that? God's word is powerful. So you can see, there is really nothing you want to experience that you can find the modus operandi spelled out in the word of God. There is nothing, absolutely. In Bible study, we're looking at faith models. And we're talking about Papa Abraham. He got a word from the Lord. He believed it, and then he acted upon it. And then we began to see the result in his life. Why? Because he believed the word of God. He acted on the word of God. So Christianity is a faith of definite instruction. You cannot approach the word of God and be left indifferent. There is pattern to follow. There are examples to imitate. And that's why in the series, what I'm doing, this series is not something hard at all. I'm taking you through inductive learning. Inductive learning simply means to come out with facts, to come out with rules based on observation of patterns. You mean you've seen certain things happening, certain people's life in the word of God recorded for us. Then you begin to glean out those patterns and begin to incorporate it into your life. Listen, for those of you that are into business, what I'm teaching you is something you can even apply in your business. There are several rules. For example, there's something they call 10,000-hour rules. Psychologists have come up with these rules, and they found it to be correct everywhere in the world. That most successful people in any field of life, they have paid their 10,000-hour rules. That means they have practiced that thing for 10,000 hours. Think about the best musician. Think about the best engineer, the best doctor, the best business mogul. Think about Mary Kay. Think about the best fashionista. Think about the best in any field of human endeavor, they have practiced that thing. Think about the best stylist. They have done it for 10,000 hours. They have paid their dues. It's a rule. So now that's inductive learning. So inductive learning says, okay, let me combat these certain things that people of this caliber producing social results are doing. Let me incorporate the common thing in all their lives and let me put it into my own daily routine. Let me practice the same and I'm going to produce the same results. Ceteris paribus, all things being equal. It's a rule. And the last time I calculated it, 10,000 hours. That's like 5 hours per day for 10 years. So that's some diligence there, right? I said that's some diligence there, right? So you need to know. I want to be a big-time preacher of the gospel. You see, I'm preparing sermons. I'm spending minimum 5 hours every day. I want to beat it. And see, when the clouds are full of rain, they will empty themselves upon the earth. So that's what we're doing. So we're looking at Joseph. And in first service, I already did some preliminary studies. And I told you that this meeting, this teaching series, is a prophetic meeting. It's not really a teaching. It's a meeting. A prophetic preaching meeting. A prophetic preaching meeting. A prophetic preaching meeting. There's someone here that you're going to get money. Listen. You're going to get money this week. All right? From abroad. Are you hearing me? Make sure you testify next. How many of you saw testimonies in first service of favor? Favor upon favor? I say you're going to get favor. Amen. Somebody say, my name is Joseph.
My name is Joseph.
Joseph means to cause to what? Prosper, to increase. Jehovah prospers. And I've showed them in first service how like it is God that prospers. And he does it through favor. Listen, you need favor. Your color is already a disfavor. As a black man. Yes, it's already a disfavor. But guess what? Favor superimposes on natural failure. Favor, like I said in first service, favor is the flavor of God on a label. I was watching TBN and I saw a woman was brought to TBN. No, Faith Broadcasting Network, not TBN. And then this woman was sharing. I was sharing with Minister Josephine the other day. I was watching this woman. What gave her opportunity to stand before Michelle Obama? I know it's not Michelle Obama, you know. Michelle Obama. What gave her opportunity to have audience to Michelle Obama was money, money. Somebody say money, money. Say it again, say money, money. But there are many money, money makers. Someone is a favor. Say it again. So I have two objectives. To prophetically launch you into tangible, unprecedented favor of God. Number two, to engage your intellect through inductive learning as we combat common denominators in the life of Ruth, Esther, and Joseph. We have looked at Ruth last week. How many of you enjoyed Ruth? Somebody say, my name is Ruth.
My name is Ruth.
I drip glory.
I am beauty.
I am beauty. When Boaz sees me, he can't get his eyes off me. He has to favor me. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Then we looked at Joseph too in first service. So we're going to continue with Joseph. And I said in second first service that I'm going to do more on it. There are certain patterns that we find in the life of Joseph. Pay attention, don't be distracted. That is disrespect and that's dishonor. All right, so there are certain things we saw in the life of Joseph that we drew out in first service. So I iterated it in first service. I'm just going to look at them one by one, then we close. Then I profess the blessing on you. You are blessed.
Amen.
Say, every word from my mouth comes with power. I say, you are blessed. Number one thing we saw in the life of Joseph that positioned him for so much favor is from his youth age, he had access to revelation. Somebody say revelation. He had access into revelation into his future. Listen, a lot of young people in our day are just living their life normal. They have no insight about what tomorrow holds for them. So they sing song. No one knows tomorrow. Oh, no one knows tomorrow. Shut your trap. You can know tomorrow. Cause the one who knows tomorrow lives. inside of you. So we don't sleep in the dark. Are you hearing me? We know what to do. We know how to do. We know when to do. We know where to do. We know with whom to do what to do. Because the one who knows the way, they're inside us. So he helps us navigate the way. Can you see that? So that's the first thing we saw about Joseph. He knew by the spirit of wisdom. He could tell what the future holds. He had a dream. And this is fundamental because it guides you to help you know your choice of friends. You know why you're hanging around some crooks? You aren't supposed to be hanging around now because you don't know what God's got for you. That's why you're hanging around those some crooks who don't look like someone you should be hanging around with because you don't have nothing in common in the first place. But problem is you don't know what God's going to hang for you. You don't know. So just keep walking in the dark. I was in 300 level 2011. I knew what God had in store for me. There are just some folks I couldn't run around with anymore. Because I knew what I'm going to do. I knew what God wanted me to do. I know I was going to be a preacher, so I can't just be walking every time thinking I'm all around. Because I know what I'm going to do. See, visions helps you sieve. Visions helps you, streamlines you. You know, in physics, there's something we call streamlining. Is the wisdom behind the kind of cars we call sports cars. Because there's a way they are streamlined, all right, to meet up, you know. It's called streamlining. It helps you. Visions gives you focus. Visions gives you focus. If you know my background, I always like Tupac. I always like anybody who's got some shady, you know. Heaves that girl, la 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 la, you know, stuffs like that. You know, many of you wouldn't know those songs because now what you sing is nonsense anyway. Well, so I used to be like that, but I found out, yeah, the kind of guys around me were people who love such songs like that. I mean, groovy guys, you know. Even up to my under level, when I got under level, I almost got into the same cage that my roommate. I mean, we just rapped Tupac when I was young, my head beef, 17 years old, kicked out in the street, ain't no woman in life. I mean, we just have a nice time. But guess what? When I found, so all the guys around, when I found vision, guess what? They disappeared. Do you know why? Because they couldn't fit in. So what vision does is vision helps you sieves away the dross from your gold. You know dross? The dead stuffs on the gold. You know gold, when it's been purified, the nonsense in the get torn out, what we call the dross, it get out when you have vision. I used to have one. Her name is Bimbo. Oh, I mentioned her name. See, more like it, but problem is more can anyway. This is your pastor thing is the issue. I say, that thing that is the issue is the written. So, do you see what I'm saying? Vision. So, from a youth age, if you ask me one thing right now that you, if God comes down and say, Elijah, ask me one thing and I'll do it now. I'll say, Lord, just make me small back. Let me go back to a teenager. Not even pretend. Let me start from 11 years old again. I'm telling you, a lot of you're just whining away time you don't know. Inquire of the Lord. Before you close your eyes now and open it, you are 30. Before you close it again, 50. You'll be amazed how time goes. So, vision. That's what we saw about Joseph. Could it be if you only knew that, you see, what this does for you is you will stop complaining when you realize that this is where God wants you to be. You will start complaining about certain things that perhaps were actually the solutions you're supposed to prefer to those situations. Could it be the reason why after you tried several universities, it didn't work? It was insook for that matter. Could you sit down and just imagine why? Why? Listen. Say, well, I wanted to study medicine, but I didn't see. Finally, I choose. Listen to me. What if I told you? That perhaps the reason why God brought you to Insuk, to Kefi, in such a time as this, was so that you will be in the right environment for destiny. So that's the first thing. It positioned him because, and somebody's like, well, not everybody has the gift for dreaming. Not necessarily dreaming in that sense of dream as we're talking about. I'm talking about inquiring of the Lord. Lord, what would you have me be? Dr. Miles Monroe rightly said that when the purpose of a thing is unknown, abuse is inevitable. Some of you are abusing yourself, you don't know. You're just abusing yourself. Some of you, when you get to heaven, God will say, evangelist XYZ, you'll be looking back. But, you know, because you never knew you were one. So all your life, you just lived for nothing. So vision. So he had access by revelation into future for himself. And that's why one of the most environments that you can put in place to get that is the environment of prayer. Somebody say prayer. Say it again. Prayer. Thank God you belong to a praying church. We pray in the morning, we pray in the night. 30 minutes. Mixel hour link can be shared with you. You just click in. 6 a.m. every morning, 9 p.m. every night. 30 minutes. Number two is he enjoyed the father's care, being the first child of the father's truly loved wife. You all know the story, right? I don't know if you remember the story. Wife swap. He wanted Rachel, they gave him Leah. So he worked extra 7 years to get Rachel. True? And then the first son of Rachel, Joseph. The second son, Benjamin. So he had the father's care. The father made him coat of many colors. Number three, we saw in the pattern that, hey, this one is, I'm going to dwell on this. If this is all you get today, wow, I have just 20 minutes left. Write this. Joseph had understanding of times and seasons. See, a man who doesn't understand prophetic timeline will suffer unnecessarily and will not maximize God's plan for his life. Understanding prophetic timeline in God's calendar helps you to align yourself with the right company, right idea, and systems for the fulfillment of God's plan for your life. Look, when we're talking about favor, favor is in company. When Daniel got favor, do you know what he did? He said he has three other friends. Are you listening to me? Favor has friends. The friend of a king, if your friend becomes a king, you become what? The king's friend. Come on, talk to me. There are some people, they call them in scriptures, their name is sons of Issachar. At the time when David wasn't even a popular figure, at the time when Saul was still the king in the town, yeah, the children of Issachar, they understood the prophetic timing of God for Israel. They knew what Israel should have done, and that informed their decision about siding with David. At the time when Reuben and other people were still trying to develop cold feet, children of Issachar stood their ground, and they siding alongside with Barak and Deborah. Deborah stood out! At the time when there were no female judge, as a woman, she stood out. She understood timing. They understood that by providence, they've been brought into a time as this, and then they have to make a change. You see, the Lord asked me to tell somebody here, listen, you might even be worried about, you know, a family background, and that's why you need to get first service tape. I've spoken about that. It makes no difference. Joseph was in the prison and he was a prosperous man. He was in Potiphar's house as a slave. The Bible says in Genesis 39 verse 3, he was a prosperous man. It makes no difference. All you need to know is God is with you. Say, God is with me. Second Chronicles 1:1, God was with Solomon, the son of David, and he was a prosperous man. That's the substance there. Ezekiah, 2 Kings 18:7, Ezekiah, God was with him, and he was a prosperous man. The substance of prosperity that positions you by favor into what you naturally couldn't have gotten is the indwelling presence. The favor of God is the outshining, the radiance of his glory, the outworking, the tangible evidence of his presence in you. In 1 Chronicles 12:32, The Bible says, 1 Chronicles 12:32. The Bible says, and of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of times, to know what Israel ought to do. Say, I know what to do. Say it again. Say, I know what to do. Say, I know what to do. Say it again. Say, I know what to do. They had understanding of times. Let me read to you from Judges 5. I want to read Judges 5 to you. It's quite a short, long read, but I'll read to you from the Message translation. Judges 5. At a time when Reuben were indecisive, Reuben represents a tribe, okay? When they were being indecisive, Deborah knew what to do. Let me tell you, even when we pray about situations, what changes situation is the instruction you get on what to do in the place of prayer. Many times, that's what changes situations. The mother of Jesus cried to Jesus, what you can call prayer. They no longer have wine. What did Jesus say? Get me the MC. Get me the master of... Go and get water. You see, he gave them what to do. What the shortest and the most powerful message of Mary? Whatever he asks you to do, do it. Just do it. In Judges 5 and verse 6, the Bible says, in the time of Shamgar, son of Anath, and the time of Jael, public roads were abandoned. Travelers went by back roads. Warriors came fat and sloppy. Are you seeing the analogy? How many of you are English students here? Can you see the poet? Can you see the analogy? He's trying to explain how people were developing cold feet. Look at it. He says, warriors became fat. You know when warriors become fat? You know what it means? Warriors are supposed to be fighting. They became fat. Like when you see a general with pot belly, you know there's fire and there's trouble. He says, warriors became fat, pay attention, and sloppy. Have you seen sloppy people before? Very sloppy. There was one I gave, say, I want you to mentor me, sir. Okay. All right. So I gave her a book. I said, every day, read one part, submit. All right? After 6 days, I call her. Have you done? He says, I've not started. I say, give me my book. Give me. I'm not a serious person. He's not serious. He's sloppy. He says, no fight left in them. Then you, Deborah. Oh, say, I'm Deborah. He says, and you, Deborah, rose up. You got up a mother in Israel. God chose new leaders who then fought at the gate and not a shield or spear to be seen among the 40 companies of Israel. Then the remnant went down to greet the brave ones. The people of God joined the mighty ones. The captains from Ephraim came to the valley behind you, Benjamin, with your troops. Captains marched down from Machir, from Zebulun. High-ranking leaders came down. Issachar's princes rallied to Deborah. Issachar stood fast with Barak, backing up on the field of battle. But Reuben's division, there was much second-guessing. Why all those campfire discussions? Diverted and distracted. Reuben's divisions couldn't make up their minds. See, one of the major things that kills people and kills vision is when people are always, they are still second guessing, they can't make up their mind, they are so sloppy with decision making, they think they have the whole time. We're looking at Joseph. Then he says, Gilead played it safe across the Jordan. That means everybody was giving excuses. Excuses are like the nails that is being used to make the house of failure. The Lord says to tell someone, listen, take your life seriously. Take your life seriously. Take your life seriously. Asher kept his distance on the sea coast, safe and secure in his harbors. But Zebulun risked his life and limb, defied death, as did Naphtali on the battle height. Thus may all God's enemies perish, while his lovers be like the unclouded sun. The land was quiet for 40 years. So while Reuben, Asher, and Dan developed cold feet, the sons of Issachar and others, they sided with Deborah and Barak because they understood times. Somebody say they understood times. Say it again. Say it again. Listen, if you are smart, you would know that Cornerstone Christian Center, we are presently in a prophetic moment of a supernatural turnaround as a ministry and individually. See, let me tell you, wisdom is to find what God has blessed and join in. That's wisdom. You find what God has blessed, not you trying to receive blessing on what you are doing. Find what God has blessed and put your all in it. Get involved. There's a recruiting happening. Praying, assignments, growing. Watch out. Listen, what will stand people out in the next 5 years are what they are doing right now. It's not. In life, there are no mates. There are mates in schools, but there are no mates in life. It is what people are doing now that stands them out in 5 years. Listen, you are who you will be right now, except for two things. The company you keep and the books you read. The company you keep, because you see, company determines. Listen, if you walk with five fools, you are deceased. The Bible says a company of fools shall be destroyed. If you are living with vain, see, this is a prophetic meeting. And sometimes, you know, it can come like instruction. The teaching can be apostolic. So permit my language, this second service. If you walk around with vain people, your life will be full of vanity. Have you seen vain people before? Have you seen men who walk with mirrors? I mean, all the guests in the department, they ask him for mirror. That's a vain man. Some people are so vain, you are discussing with them 2 hours and there is nothing of eternal value. Plain vain. No substance. You know, in the book of Luke 19, one of the reasons why Jesus wept in scripture only twice. Only twice. I mean, the Lord Jesus, he wept. And do you know why he wept? The first time he wept because of Lazarus, his friend died. And the Bible says, oh, how he loved him. The second time he wept was when the Israelites could not discern times and seasons. Do you know why? Listen to me. Jesus wept over them for not learning, for not being able to discern times. There is a training happening in the house. Some people are trying to dodge, like the example we just read, Zebulun, trying to play safe. Some people are trying to. The problem is what you don't know is you are excusing yourself from success. You are excusing yourself. Listen, there's a training happening here. There's a training happening here. There's a building happening on the inside. There's a growing happening on the inside. I was amazed at the turnout on prayer on Friday. At the time when, you know, people were running around Deborah and Barak, Zebulun, Reuben, you know Reuben, that foolish guy that went to his father's bed, you see, he was the firstborn, but he was absent. But people who understood times and seasons, listen, you will not miss your time. I said, you will not miss your time. Amen. Some people are cut off for life for lack of discerning of times and seasons. Cut off from God's agenda. Cut off. What if Ruth had followed up her? We would never have heard about her. She was a Moabite, but yet she was engrafted into the lineage of the Messiah. She discerned time. She said, I will follow you. Your God will be my God. Your people will be my people. Where you die, I will die too. Where you are buried, I'll be buried too. Wow. When Boaz saw her, of course, her name is Ruth. Say, my name is Ruth. She's beautiful. But guess what? She asked, Boaz, why are you kind to me? Look at what Boaz said. Boaz said, because we have heard of your service to your mother-in-law. There's someone here your service will be heard of.
Amen.
I told you it's a prophetic meeting, so take it. I said, your service will be heard of.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord, I'll say this. Listen, if you are in school now and you are not doing anything apart from reading, writing an exam, you are a fool. Yes, Lord says to say that. Let me tell you, in the next couple of years, I started already. Listen, your academics, your schooling will only be a platform for you to showcase your skill. Some of you, and that's why the course you are studying is still much of a big deal to you, because you don't know what God has in store for you. It makes no difference what you're studying. Even if you are studying applied Yoruba, it makes no difference. In Luke 19, verse 41, and when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it. Why? Saying, if thou hast known, even thou at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. Every scale that is blocking your sight from seeing what God has in stock for you, every scale that has been metamorphosed or that have been mutated into reason to begin to cry and worry about situations, those scales are falling off.
Amen.
I said those scales are falling off.
Amen.
Verse 44, he says, and shall lay even with the ground and thy children within thee, and it shall not leave thee in one stone upon another, because thou knowest not the time of thy visitation. Do you know that up to today, the Jewish people, they still never knew, and they have not known. So, not being able to discern prophetic timing, that singled out Joseph. Number one, he had vision, so that comported him. He was responsible for his comportment about what he was going through in life. Praise God forevermore. And very much like Ruth, he served. While he was in the prison, he was helping others interpret their own dreams. Did you get what I'm saying? He was in the prison at a time when he's supposed to be murmuring. Okay, you are believing God for a jet. Okay, you have a bicycle. But there's someone who needs your bicycle to go and tap wine. Lend out your bicycle. Let them be using it to tap wine. Come on. Do you understand what I'm saying? At the time when you are believing God for good things, help others interpret their dreams too. Serve others. I did a teaching called Ecclesia, I think past 6 or past 7. I spoke about how that in the kingdom, greatness is service. Listen, don't be a partial part of what you will not be fully part of. If you belong to a church, if the core prayer meeting, be there. Bible study, be there. I don't know. Is it just laziness or loquaciousness of some people? How old are you? Say, and it's my back, my eye is turning. How old are you? You will not miss your timing.
Amen.
I said you will not miss your timing.
Amen.
I said you will not miss your timing.
Amen.
I said you will not miss your timing. Number four, his services and labor in the past became his access into favor. You remember the same thing? We'll look at that one next week, Mordecai. The good he did for the king that looks like it was forgotten was what was said before the king. When the king said, "What can I do for this guy?" And then they were just reading the book of remembrance. Someone here, a book of remembrance is opened unto you.
Yeah.
And then they found a man who once saved the king's life. And they said, the king said, "Then what did we do? What have we done to appreciate this person?" And they said, "Nothing yet." Bring him home. In Genesis 41 verse 8, "And it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled, and he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all the wise men thereof. And Pharaoh told them his dream, but there was none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh. Then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my fault this day. Pharaoh was wroth with his servant, and put in word in the captain of the guard house, both me and the chief baker. And we dreamed a dream in one night." He's narrating his experience when he was in the prison. Are you following? He now says, "And we dreamed a dream in the night, and I and he, we dreamed each man according to the interpretation of his dream. And there was there with us a young man, an Hebrew, servant to the captain of the guard. And we told him, and he interpreted to us our dreams. To each man according to his dream, he did interpret. And it came to pass, as he interpreted to us, so it was. Me he restored unto my office, and him he hanged. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon. And he shaved himself, changed his raiment, and came in unto Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. And I have heard of thee. I have heard say of thee that thou canst understand a dream to interpret it." Your skill will be spoken of.
Amen.
I said you will be remembered for good.
Amen.
Is somebody taking these things? Are you taking these things? You know, you can know how to make air, and somebody mentions your name in the White House. You don't know. The air you make here for people, for 500, and they will still be saying, "Do it for me, 400 now." Do you know that you can do it for a senator's wife, and then it just takes a bill? How much is the money? And he wants to pay you, he just removes a bill and gives you. You don't know. A senior pastor friend was mentioning how that when he got to London, so he went to one place, you know, wanted to feel himself, let him go on. So when he got into the place, and then he saw Ankara. I don't even know Ankara. Ankara made. I think he saw a gown was made with it, hanged like this. It was hung inside the boutique. And he saw the price, about $1,000 something. And he said, "Ankara." Shade can do it now. Shade at our backyard can do this thing. Well, but Shade will only serve the kind of people you can serve. Somebody say favor. Say it again.
Favor.
Say it again.
Favor.
Say it again.
Favor.
So, he was able to interpret dreams, and someone spoke of him. Don't forget, if he never helped anybody in the prison, no one would know he could interpret dreams. He would have rot there. Number five, he had a forgiving spirit. He understood providence. See, let me tell you something about providence. Some of you here, you think you are here by mistake. That's your problem. You think you just walked yourself into this place. No. No. It was designed that you will be in this place. Now, common sense, wisdom, therefore, is I will make the best of this time. I will make the best of this time. I will get involved. I'm teaching you how to position yourself for God's favor. Anyways, the first time I mentioned that, I said something like, if all you are doing is reading, going to school alone, all right, and I say something like you are a fool or something, let me tell you. Now, that word was actually for somebody, and the thing sparked the person's head. And now, this is the instruction for it now, all right? Go and start learning that tailoring. Learn it. Did you hear what I said? Yes. I think all of you should become tailors. There's someone specific. Someone specific. Don't worry. In the next 10 years, you'll be sharing testimony of today's prophecy I just gave. I'm telling you. And then he was honored with promotion into palace of authority as a reward for providing solutions to national crises and time-based strategies for economic hardship. In the next 20 years, in this church and among people here seated today, we'll be having owners of mega industries. I'm talking about people who have thousands of people on their payroll. Will you receive it right now?
Amen.
Will you receive it right now?
Amen.
Several line of business, clothing lines. Are you hearing me? Oh, I just hear this. But that prophecy is actually for next week's message. There's someone here, not actually one person, a couple of persons here. You have a divine leading by the Spirit of God into the fashion industry.
Amen.
Now, pay attention. There's a particular strand of it that has to do with pageantry. Now, it's going to mutate through you into things like spelling bees among secondary school children and pulling things out from the Spirit that you should work with. Are you listening to me? All right, of course, no bikini pageant, not the one that will be showing. You know what I'm talking about. All right? But you see, let me tell you, God is raising us in this generation to take all the mountains, the mountain of fashion polluted, we are taking it. Are you listening to me? Politics, we are taking it everywhere. Don't be worried about what the evil one is doing. I saw a cartoon of a Lion King where two boys were kissing, right? They are pushing their agenda of homosexuality, right? All right? Don't be disturbed about their own agenda. You work your own out. Are you listening to me? I said, are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. 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 Look at Genesis 50. A man who understands providence. In Genesis 50. At a time when his brothers were thinking he was going to, he was going to requite them of their evil. In Genesis 50 verse 15. And when Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, Joseph will peradventure hate us, and he will certainly requite us all the evil which we did to him. And they sent a messenger unto Joseph saying, thy father did command before he died, saying, so shall he say unto Joseph, forgive I pray thee, blah, 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 blah. Verse 19. And Joseph said unto them, fear not, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive. What a perspective. He had a perspective that it was providence all the while. So while you are not happy with the course you are studying, can you begin to see providence in it? Can you begin to think that, how about it might be when I'm done, something will just happen in the country that will need that course? Oh, why can't you just see providence? Why can't you just see providence? Once upon a time, stock banking and finance was the high thing many years ago. Especially when Generation Bank began in the 2000, early 2000. But now, banking job is one of the least expected. How many people want to work in bank here? You want to work in bank? Let me see your hands up. You want to be a banker? Just one person. Only one person. Can you imagine? In the early 2000s, banking job, engineers want to work in bank. Doctors want to work in bank. Can you see that? A time is coming now, all right? There are some courses that don't have name yet. By reason of need. You know, sometimes necessity is the mother of invention. Some places are just crowded. Even law. How many litigation? Forget which litigation in this country. Do they respect rule of law? They're not doing litigation. What's litigation? People who are studying law now, many of my friends who study, they are all getting into properties. Do you get what I'm saying? So see providence. This is the most brilliant thing I want you to learn today. I'm talking about favor. Somebody's wondering, like, favor, how is this connected to favor? 100%. Look up. Good things happen to people who believe good things will happen to them. So now, begin to see providence in the seeming disfavor you are experiencing, in the seeming unpleasant circumstances. Begin to see providence. Start asking the right question. Could it be that there is a way out? Could it be that? Could it be this? Could it be that? Last week, my friend invited me to somewhere in Abuja. Because of the corona, they couldn't go to Washington, D.C. for their... There's this thing they call Mandela Fellow. All right? They used to give them this... They call them YALI, Young African Leaders Initiative. So they were meeting at Ray's Intercontinental Hotel. So my friend invited me to come. Let's see, because, you know, so I went there to meet with him. And then there was a particular lady that had issue with her leg. All right. Her family were there, you know. She did something beautiful in the society that she was presenting and all that. And then she got all the applause, got American endorsement and stuff like that. Now, I'm not saying you two should go and have a problem with your leg. But what I'm saying is that, in spite of the seeming disadvantage of her leg, she made a miracle out of it. Listen, say after me, say, I have understanding of times and seasons. I have understanding of times and seasons. Very important. Very important. So, we looked at some powerful things in first service. I want you to get the tape, so I won't repeat it. Let me prophesy over you. Lift your hands towards heaven. In the name of Jesus,
amen.
Walk into favor.
Amen.
This week, favor beyond your imagination locate you.
Amen.
The heart of men are calibrated in your favor.
Amen.
Now, say this after me. Say, in the name of Jesus,
I am blessed.
I am blessed.
I am
Joseph.
My name is Joseph.
Because Jehovah causes me to prosper. In the name of Jesus, from my youth age, I have insight into my future. I am positioned for it. The righteous hand of God leads me through life. I am guided through unfamiliar terrains. I receive daily guidance along the best pathways for my life. Thank you, Father, for the gift of mentorship and pastoral leadership that you have given me. I refuse to murmur about unpleasant experiences of my childhood. I hear this, there's someone here, you were raped when you were small, and that has affected you so much. Hear me. A new chapter is opening for you today.
Amen.
I said a new chapter is opening for you today.
Amen.
There's another person here. You've had this bitterness around the circumstances of your childhood. And that bitterness is chiefly on the negligence of your parents. But hear me. The Lord says to tell you, refuse to murmur about the unpleasant experiences of your childhood. Know surely that God is working out things and is turning those ill experiences into favor for you.
Amen.
So say the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Say after me, I refuse to murmur.
I refuse to murmur.
There's someone here as well. Yours actually has to do with a certain opportunity that your parents deprived you that could have been like a launch pad for you. I see something in my spirit like as though maybe there was a particular uncle that you could have followed on out of the country, or something like that, that could have made you be out of the country, that could have, of course, made a better way of life for you presently right now than you are. But somehow it looked like it was an opportunity missed, and it looked like, and it was basically something like from a flimsy reason, some sort of, that made your parents, you know, in that experience. But hear me, a new opportunity awaits you now.
Amen.
You're going to a place now where God is about to raise you up.
Amen.
And God is raising you up.
Amen.
God is raising you up.
Amen.
Men are supernaturally positioned in your favor.
Amen.
Say, I know.
All things
are working together,
for my good.
In the name of Jesus,
I declare,
I am a woman.
I am a man
of dreams.
My life
is perfectly positioned.
For my eyes
are full of light.
Yes,
let me say this too. I told you it's a prophetic meeting. Listen, do you know why multi-talented people don't amount to anything in life? Do you know why? Because it takes man of one thing most times to excel. When your eyes is full of light, when your body is full of light, your eye will be single. It's men of one thing that change the world. All right? I'm not talking about not being able to multitask, but if you really want to excel at something, then you will excel actually at something. Not at many things. That's a word for somebody. Focus, 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 focus. Don't let Potiphar's wife, all right, deceive you. You are going to the palace. Imagine Joseph. I wish I had time to go into all of that, but no time. Joseph would have ended up a houseboy, servicing his boss's wife, collecting stipends. Someone that could have ended up a prime minister. And guess what? One day the boss will still catch him.
and they will have fed him to lion. You know that's the way they do those days. Like Reuben, foolish boy. Of all the women in the world, is your father's wife that your high. Every undiscipline eating you up like a canker, standing in the way of your positioning for divine favor, you are free from them today. Yeah. Say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. I have discerned times and seasons, knowing what I ought to do. The Lord has spoken to me in clear terms about my seed of profiting this year. He orders my steps. Somewhere your steps are ordered. I say your steps are ordered. I say your steps are ordered. I say your steps are ordered. There are three people here, all right? After this service, now go and Google about Jumia, how to get your things on international market. Go and Google it. Enough of mediocrity. I have a friend, she makes a lot of money. She's in Lekki. She makes a lot of money. She sends her things to. There are friends. Some of you, you have families. You have people. You have rich people who are out of the country. Open your eyes. Pastor Bakari's mom became exceedingly rich as an uneducated woman. How? She had a window opportunity of sending a particular brand of clothes in Yoruba they call Adire. I don't know if you know Adire. This particular kind of Yoruba clothes. Sending it from Nigeria abroad. That's all. Some of you, you came from Benue State, Otukpo Village, where people throw yam away anyhow. And you are living with your uncle in Abuja. Are you seeing what I'm seeing? But no, you don't want to. I don't know. I'm young. Bele. It's not just about the profiting you made. It's about the contacts. Are you listening to me? The contacts. And let me tell you one secret. Look up, everybody. Let me tell you one secret. Look up. People would rather give opportunities to people they trust. So you can actually be doing another service or rendering another service. And at your excellence, the person wants to build. I won't even start real estate for Kefi. You live for Kefi, but can you manage it for me? You were just a hair stylist for the wife. And the guy said, I like this stylist. What's the name of that your stylist that comes to do the hair for you, Seth? Now student though, I'm from Kefi. And then you start talking to the boss, to the husband. Of course, you are not going to be trying to seduce him. Do something. And then he says, I even want to start an estate business somewhere in that curfew. I have a land there. I don't know. And then he says, yes, now. I can do it. And then he says, okay, so get an engineer for you, all right? You become a supervisor. Make a lot of money. And when the house is built again, maybe one room, it's $500,000. They're using power, electricity, everything, and then you become not just caretaker. They do all this, your name, caretaker. You are a realtor. What's the meaning of caretaker? Praise God. And then as a student, you're already making cool cash. That's somebody's experience. Amen. Say, the Lord has spoken to me in clear terms. I am equipped with all the resources required to work out God's dream for my life. There's someone here, all right, start applying for remote jobs on proofreading. You can proofread, you can read. You know what proofreading is? If you don't know it, that means you don't even need to know it. All right, you can proofread. All right, start proofreading. Start with PhD dissertations. Start applying. There are many lazy professors there. Lazy doctors there. Take advantage of their laziness. Tell them you can proofread. And then you charge them. Maybe $2 per dissertation. Or per page. And they give you 100 pages or 200 pages. That's $200. Amen. Don't tell me all these denominations that just graduated. Don't think they have time for reading any all this. Somebody is responsible doing all dissertations, you know, giving them reports. All right? Aren't you surprised during convocation you will see strange faces? During convocation, masters, PhD. That's a word for somebody. It's a prophetic meeting, and I'm giving you specific. I told you, I'm giving you specific word, specific word, specific word, specific word, specific word, specific word, specific word. Someone is waking up tomorrow morning with fresh insights. You know where God is found. You know where God is refined. In the name of Jesus. Someone is wondering, so why is today's service like this? Let me tell you. You have to have money. In royalty. Say, I am royalty. I have a new name. God causes me to prosper. I am blessed. From now on, I am a worthy diplomat of the Almighty. I am an ambassador. I am a missionary. Of his favor. It is my divine destiny to alleviate the sufferings of other people. I institute a new dispensation for my generation. I have extended favor to my brethren. I deal bountifully with them. I'm not counting their transgression against them. As I have received, I also give. That many may glorify the name of the Lord who has brought back my lost years. In Jesus' name, lift your hands and just thank.
We know that you've been blessed. For further inquiry, counseling, prayer, and partnership, please call +234 8074 07 8566. We celebrate you.